Psalm 92, Preface. The joy of the children of this world is in the lust of sin and in the vanities and the pride of life. Their career may be described in this short sentence: the beginning without God, the middle against God, and the end from God. For those who are not from a child brought up in the fear of the Lord are soon led into the ways of wickedness. And on the day of judgment, those having their heart and treasure on earth will be cast out into the outer darkness, where is wailing and gnashing of teeth. But the joy of the pious is in God, in His works and mercies. God has created me, given me a wonderfully constituted body and an immortal soul. He has redeemed me by His Son and has cleansed me by His own blood. He has called me by the gospel and has sanctified me by His Spirit. He gives me His angels for guardians and daily provides for my body and soul. When the Christian remembers these and other benefits, his heart is enlarged with joy, and he is prompted to join with the hosts of the angels, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." God, our benefactor, is worthy to receive from us honor and praise and thanksgiving at all times while we have our being, as we are taught in the 92nd Psalm. God is to be praised, and why? A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Summary. This hymn of praise charges us daily and continually, every morning and night, to glorify God, because this is comely and well-pleasing unto our God. We are not to be like the irrational beasts which consume their food and know nothing of returning thanks or giving praise to God. And in a most attractive manner does this psalm picture the reward of those walking in grateful praise. The prosperity of brutish men who remember not God to praise Him is like the grass which grows quickly and luxuriantly, but soon withers and is cut down. The happiness of the wicked is of short duration, but the righteous compares with the cedars of Lebanon, a tree of solid wood, living long and ever-greening. Yea, even when the Christian becomes old and feeble, his heart daily gathers new strength from the word of Christ, and at the very verge of the grave, he still brings the fruit of thankfulness and praise. Neither will death end it. Praise will be sweeter and fuller in the life to come. Prayer. Oh, that I had 1,000 voices, a mouth to spread with 1,000 tongues, my heart which in the Lord rejoices, than would proclaim in grateful songs to all, wherever I might be, what great things God hath done for me. Amen.